This is Sharon Wolf bringing you the 12th installment of our ongoing series related to conservatorships and the treatment of vulnerable adults in the Humboldt County Courthouse. The segments are available on SoundCloud or at theriodeltimes.com. Right now, there are hundreds of bills sitting on the governor's desk waiting for a signature or a veto, and those bills will have dramatic impacts on you and the people you care about. Here is a quick rundown of just a few of them to watch. The biggest one hanging out there is Governor Newsom's proposal for Care Court, or SB 1338. This bill is creating a new type of mental health diversion program for people with severe mental illness, such as schizophrenia or other psychotic disorders, and who are homeless. It's designed to address the problem of homeless adults living on the streets with severe mental illness and the inability of the state to compel them to accept treatment. There are numerous advocates and family members that have argued for and against this proposal, but those arguments are over now. The bill has been passed, and considering it was his idea in the first place, Governor Newsom is expected to sign the bill in the near future. The problem with this proposal is that it's half-baked. The details are yet to be figured out, but it had to be passed in time to be a major talking point in November re-election campaigns. The state has already acknowledged that they will need to come up with some cleanup language in a future bill, so we can look forward to that. I won't argue that this is a good idea or a bad one, but I will argue that the devil is in the details, and there are a lot of reasons to be concerned here. Essentially, the Care Court proposal is an intermediary step towards a legal conservatorship for the individual if they don't succeed in the new program. Stabilizing psychotropic medications can be ordered by the court, but they can't be forcibly administered. A person who can't follow the court-ordered agreement can then be referred to the public guardian's office for possible conservatorship. So what does it take to succeed in the program? Supportive services would be helpful here, considering we're talking about severely mentally ill individuals who have been living out on the streets for who knows how long. This is very hard work. Ask anyone who has worked in that field. Housing might be nice to have here too, but does anyone know where that's going to come from? Housing is supposed to be a part of the care plan, but there's no requirement to provide housing by the state. California is already massively short on shelter beds, and that is certainly true in Humboldt County. The state has already said that they have given cities and counties boatloads of money to build housing in the past, so there won't be any more coming for additional housing. What the administration has said on this is that they are hopeful that the families of the individuals would be willing to take them back into their homes with all of the support offered by Care Court. You can ask the family members of those with serious mental illness about their efforts to help their loved ones and keep them off the street. It is heartbreaking. Some families may be in a position to provide that housing, but many more won't. So obviously, we're going to need robust services like intensive treatment and case management, along with the permanent supportive housing that doesn't exist. County behavioral health programs are tasked with an enormous amount of work here, but there's no additional funding for staff or services coming from the state. That might not be a problem right away, considering behavioral health agencies up and down the state are experiencing severe staffing shortages. There simply aren't enough qualified people to fill all of the open positions right now, let alone any additional staffing needs. Care Court will be using county public defenders to represent the individuals if there aren't any legal aid societies to do it, and in Humboldt, there aren't. North Coast Legal Services does great work, but they don't work in this area of the law, and they are way too overburdened to expand out to any new services. The county public defender's offices are also overloaded everywhere. The caseloads that the attorneys are handling right now would choke a horse. County self-help law centers are supposed to play a role here too, but in Humboldt County, that will be a problem. Our local self-help center is a great resource for the areas of the law that it serves, which don't apply here. There was supposed to be a person assigned as a supporter for the individual in Care Court, and that was originally a requirement in the bill, but that was taken out, and now it's simply an option. The list of issues with how this new program is going to operate just keeps going. The simple logistics of it are mind-blowing. Now couple that with a few other bills that are waiting for a decision from the governor, like AB 2242, that would allow Mental Health Services Act, or MHSA funds, to be used for involuntary services. The voters of California approved a 1% tax on millionaires back in 2004 in order to expand behavioral health services. A key part of that proposal was that the services would be voluntary and there was strict local control of how the MHSA funds were used. AB 2242 would change the structure of MHSA so that the money could be used for involuntary treatment. So that could include Care Court, plus the expansion of mental health diversion programs that are in other pending bills. MHSA funds used for involuntary treatment are dollars that can't be used for voluntary programs. It's just that simple. On top of that, SB 1302 would take $250 million of MHSA funds out of local control, and the state would send it directly to the schools for their school-based health centers. The state continues to see MHSA as some bottomless pit of money that they can use six ways from Sunday. Unfortunately, that isn't true. AB 1951, giving an exemption to sales tax for manufacturing in order to stimulate local business investment, is another bill sitting on the governor's desk. The sales tax they're talking about here funds what is called 2011 Public Safety Realignment. In plain English, that means the money the state sends to counties to run their public safety programs would be decimated. The state isn't going to provide any backfill for the lost money either. Counties will simply have to adjust their budgets accordingly. The impacts of these bills, plus a host of others, are enormous. Who will be watching out for your civil rights in an overloaded court system that simply needs to churn through as many cases as humanly possible? It doesn't matter if you or your loved ones aren't involved in Care Court. The resources that will be needed are being taken from somewhere. The impact of these bills will be felt across every county and every program. Is the governor considering these bills in relationship to each other? Let's hope so. Signing a bill to create a huge new program while also diverting the needed funding, taking away local control, and decimating public safety funding isn't going to work very well, in my opinion. All of this is basic logistics. It isn't rocket science. Can the state accomplish the goal of helping to get seriously mentally ill homeless individuals off of the streets and provide them the assistance they need? That remains to be seen. The governor has until September 30th to sign or veto the hundreds of bills that are sitting on his desk at the moment. In the meantime, we hope that you'll listen to the earlier segments in this series on conservatorships and getting older in Humboldt County. They're available at SoundCloud or at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting.